Neo kayfabe is when you tell the audience not, hey, everything is real in the ring tonight. You start out with an assumption that you're telling the audience, hey, everything here is fake. Everything tonight is fake. But what if something real broke through the fakeness? You know, what if you, the viewer, were able to decode what's really going on or how these matches really work just by watching the product and trying to decode it? And also you should watch because who knows, someone might do something real. You know, maybe these two guys really do hate each other. And even though the ending is scripted, one of them is going to hurt the other on the way to that ending. You know, that's the kind of logic that brings you back to wrestling over and over again now. Because there's no assumption that what you're seeing is real. You're assuming it's fake, but you are assuming that there will be real things that somehow appear, or at least real information that you can glean from the fakeness. It gets very confusing. But the Scott Hall appearance, when they started that NWO storyline, was a perfect example of Neo kayfabe, in that you're watching and you're going, okay, I know wrestling is fake, but this sounds really real. And maybe that's what they're doing to mess with me, but it just feels so real and I want it to be real. You know, I want WCW and WWF to go after each other. So I'm going to choose to believe that this might be real and go along with it. And Neo kayfabe gets you because you are trying to sort whether something is fact or fiction. And it's not so easy. There is not an easy binary between fact and fiction in wrestling. And the human mind is very susceptible when it's running that operation of going, okay, I want to put this in either the box for fact or the box for fiction. And you can't decide, but it's something that grips your attention because you're trying to decide.